talk about your
hang
day.
Out.
Yeah, you just hang out behind that wall you're hiding behind. But I'm not so psyched about making another hiding game.
Understandably. Hold on a second. I think there's a repairman in my house, and I'm going to see if I can shut the door on him.
This guy just came into your fucking apartment?
Oh, yeah, he just waltzed right in. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What?
All right, Griffin. So, we had to take a quick pause on the podcast. It's because there's a guy doing a repair on my bathroom sink.
Uh-huh.
And I have an Amazon Dash button in there to order new rolls of toilet paper. And I just got a notification on my phone saying, Dash button order placed for $10.86 of Charmin. It's very tempting, though, when you open that cabinet and you see that button. You kind of gotta... It's hard not to press. And then it starts blinking. You're like, what does this do? Have you seen, like, the first episode of season 2 of Better Call Saul where he sees that light switch? It's like that. You got it. Kind of got it. So I'm out $10.69, but I guess we got a nice new load of Charmin in the mail.
This fucking guy just walked... Oh, God. I just saw a button that said Charmin on it and was like, oh, don't mind if I do, clickeroo.
Waiting for it to just drop from the ceiling or something?
Like, do you think he saw it light up and was like, oh, shit, oh, no.
I who can say? Who knows?
There's no, like, undash button that you can press in case you're, like, shitty kids or, like, ah, clicky, click, click.
I think the only way this could be better would be if my phone immediately lit up with 5 more notifications as he frantically pressed it to cancel it.
Oh, fuck.
So awesome.
My God, that's the funniest thing I've heard in maybe a year. Like, I've got a headache right now. Oh, my God.
Oh, well.
Oh, my God. Can that be the game? You're a repairman that, like, goes into places and looks for their dash buttons so you can secretly order $150 worth of, like, mm-hmm. I don't know, Hawaiian rolls and toilet paper and tampos and...
You're the only thing stronger than your intuition in the pipes is your curiosity. And that's got you pressing.
Oh, shit.
Here's one from Nikki Bryn, Nicole Thompson, who says, braid Bob's beard. And then she follows up to say, the twist is, Bob doesn't want you to braid his beard.
So it's a competitive beard? Well, no, leave Bob...
It's not competitive. I think it's more, like, the way I picture it is if Bob doesn't want you to braid it, and he seems to know that you're into it, if he already has sort of expressed his concern, I think it's kind of a stealth game, where your goal is to sneak up on Bob from various angles, maybe grab some tassels, and, like, I feel like in one grab there's not much you can do before he slips away.
Absolutely
he's a
not,
guy.
No.
But you could, like, you can maybe just get 2 quick tugs. You've separated his beard into 2 dis-